live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control, bring up anything. We're inside the final hour of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Anything goes. Political, personal, something in between, something completely out of the ballpark, whatever you want to talk about. 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And if you want to know what the latest news is in regards to this show, if you want to keep on top of the developments, you can log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for our free updates service. Whenever something new goes up on the website, whether it be a brand new Shriner or some sort of piece of news, you know, something really important we have to announce about the show, new hours, new time slots, so anything that is show-related that's somewhat important will be sent out to the updates list, and you can get on that absolutely free. It's a very quick sign-up, very simple process. Just go to freetalklive.com. There's a lot more.
I get all the updates, and it's how I find out what's going on the website, too.
All right, guys, before we go on, I got to let you know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
You know, we're going to talk about this job, was it a job fair or something like that?
It was a career presentation in the middle school.
Career day. We all had them when we were in high school / middle school, where a bunch of people come into the school, and there's usually a guy from a radio station, there's a guy from the garbage collectors, there's a guy from...
And then there's like a fireman to give kids dreams, you know.
The astronaut comes by and, you know...
Be a fireman like me and do nothing all day.
Pretty much. Slide down a pole.
Play with dogs.
All right.
Well, I want to get to that because apparently there's something pretty outrageous that happened there. But as I was looking over my computer monitor here, and by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, I saw the word indie media, and it got me thinking of a clip, a video clip that I saw earlier today that really just annoyed me. And I'll tell you more about it, but we're going to go to the phones, because this is the show about your phone calls. When they come in, we go to it. Let's go to Ian the Caller from New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about summer music 2005, like what shows you want to go see.
You want to talk about music?
Yeah.
Like what shows you want to go see?
What shows you guys want to go see?
I haven't seen a concert in a few years, man. I'm sorry. And I'm of age to be going to concerts, but I just don't go to them.
I don't know what's coming up this summer. I haven't had a chance to look at the tour schedules. And
usually
things of
an
that nature. The most recent concert I went to was actually with Ian's fiance in October. We went to go see Barry Manilow.
I wanted to go to that show, but I couldn't because I had to do the Free Talk Live.
Right. Well, she got these tickets for her birthday.
That's right.
And she asked Ian to go, and he's like, no, I got to do the show. Thank God it's on a Saturday. I got to do the show. I, at the time,
and then Ian tells me, you're going to do the show too, aren't you, Manwich?
And I wasn't affiliated with the show at that point, so I was just like, I'll go with you, Jackie. I'll take one for the team. So that's what that was.
Okay, since you guys don't know...
No, wait, Manwich, you didn't have a chance to answer the question, Manwich. Are you going to go to any concerts this summer?
Ian won't let me go anywhere.
Well, if they're on Sunday nights, you can go, Manwich.
That's like a free jazz fest in the park.
We can't see any shows. We work 6 nights a week from 7 to 10.
Man.
So what about you, Ian? Where are you going?
I want to go to a couple festivals.
Uh-huh. What kind of festivals?
Berkshire Fest is like jam band.
What are you laughing about, huh?
I heard those bubbly noises.
Oh. Okay, just testing, just seeing if the callers can hear that.
Did you hear those right before you called, though? That was the question.
I guess so.
This but is anyways, great. We haven't had a good stoner call in a long time on this show, especially on a Friday night. Thanks for calling, Ian. It's good. What else is on your mind?
Okay, since you guys don't know... Okay, what kind of like sandwiches do you like?
This is great. He's taking us all over the map. I just had a Subway sandwich earlier this week, and I happen to prefer the spicy Italian.
Okay, what like Italian mix or like turkey or...
Isn't salami ham? I don't know what the hell they put on it.
The spicy Italian is salami and pepperoni.
Okay.
I always get roast beef and provolone with lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Every single time I go to a sandwich shop.
You are the most boring man alive.
I like that.
I don't know. See, I change it up. I mean, sometimes I'll be in the mood for chicken. Sometimes I'll want some, like, just every meat in the world piled on a sandwich and then a salad on top of that. I don't know. I just like a big, heavy sandwich. I don't care what's on it.
I like loading up a sandwich with all kinds of toppings on it. My fiance Jackie will go into a place like Subway, lay down $5 or $6 for a foot-long sandwich, and have them put on just the bare minimum of stuff. Like, why the hell didn't you go and do that on your own? Like, put on some pieces of cheese and a layer of chicken, and that's it. You know, that's it.
Right, but you're the type of man, Ian, because of how cheap you are, you expect to get 85 pounds of food for $6.
Load it up. Which is why I'm kind of like Manwich, in that if I go, and I rarely, the only reason I went to Subway was because I happened to have one of those Subway cards that was completely filled out.
You're like, oh, I'm getting a sandwich for the price of a drink. $1.29 for a sandwich and a drink, I'm going.
That's exactly right. I actually considered throwing the drink out, because I didn't care about that. I was just pleased that I got the sandwich. And I had enough for the footlong, for the free footlong. So that's the only reason I went in there. And the reason I always get spicy Italian, I like to try new things and everything, but I'm too afraid that I'll get a sandwich that sucks, and then I'll be angry that I wasted $6 on it.
You guys should get sponsored by Subway, and then you could get free subs.
There you go.
That's not a bad idea, man.
Well, I've just got to lose a couple hundred pounds, and I think we'll be set.
Well, how about you, Ian, since you're on the phones, what is it that you prefer when it comes to sub sandwiches?
I like the Italian mix, no cheese, loaded up with everything, and light oil with salt and pepper.
Now, where are you calling from in New York, anyway?
You know where Saratoga is?
Yeah.
Right there, right in that area.
Cool. Huh, I don't know anything about it. I mean, I guess they do subs a little bit differently up there, though, right?
Not that you would know. Affiliated Subways make them all the same.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Subway's the same all over the country.
Yeah.
I know, when I used to work at Subway, we used to have inspections to make sure we were making everything to formula.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that you were a sandwich artist.
I was a sandwich artist. I took pride in my work, too, damn it.
I figured they'd be scared to hire you with all the free sandwiches that you'd want.
Well, you know, it was okay. I managed to get through it.
I bet the employee discount's pretty generous there.
Yeah, it's normally free.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's all right. Thanks, guys.
Good job,
thanks,
sir. Have a good night. Thanks for the call, and enjoy your weekend. All right, 1-800-259-9231. I don't know what that noise is. 800-259-9231.
That's like somebody blowing bubbles in their Coke.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What the hell were we talking about anyway? That's what happens. Let's just get sidetracked. Oh, yeah, I was going to mention this indie media thing.
Dude.
I saw... Whoa! I saw this indie media clip. The indie media now is this kind of, well, I guess you could say socialist, I guess you could say socialist, not anarchist, because they claim to be anarchists, but they don't really know what anarchy is, so...
okay.
Teach them, Ian, you know it.
Well, it was a video clip about the police state and about the oppressive cops at some particular protest that they were having out in California somewhere. And they had a bunch of video footage of the cops and the real corporate media. It was called F the Corporate Media, basically.
Oh, okay.
And have you seen this?
I've heard of it.
With the woman in the bandana, she's actually narrating the video through a bandana.
Oh, wait, actually Johnson and I watched part of this. Yes.
And she talks about how she's an anti-capitalist. And I just found it ironic. I just found it ironic that, wait a minute, you're anti-capitalism. So how did you get the video camera that you recorded this with? How about the editing software and the computer that you put everything together on? Do you think the communists came up with all that? 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. We'll talk about 8th grade strippers coming up next. What? This is Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. ahealthylifechoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Anything goes. Whether
hey.
Political.
Manwich.
Personal. Oh, you're still here, huh? Whether it be political.
Very, very funny.
Or personal, whatever it is you want to talk about. Dial in, 800-259-9231. Email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget to log on and check out the archive section at freetalklive.com. We've got the last 6 days' worth of the show fully archived and described. So maybe you called in, like our last caller, Ian, from New York, and you want to hear yourself on the air. You can go and download your segment.
I've done that before. It is so cool.
Is it fulfilling?
Dude, that's awesome.
Well, it normally sucks. I mean, normally it sucks if you call up a talk show. It's always disappointing. I mean, when you get hung up on by the rude talk show host, and you don't want to listen to that. You don't want to hear that being played back, because they're just so mean. And on this show, we'll let you say what you need to say, and then when the conversation's done, we actually tell you goodbye, which is something unusual in the talk radio industry.
We're polite. That's what it is.
I don't see why it's so hard for these people to be so polite. It's not like they're trying to fit a bunch of calls in. I mean, on these other talk shows out there where they're real brusque with their callers and they'll just drop the call and then you're gone and then they just move on. They sit there and monologue for 45 minutes in an hour. So it's not like they're trying to save time by not saying goodbye to somebody.
Oh, let's take a call real quick and give somebody the joy of being on the air with me for 42 seconds.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
The joy of getting hung up on.
42 seconds probably is a little bit longer than average for the rest of talk radio. Anyway, archives, 6 days worth of them, fully archived, easily downloadable, all available for free on the house. None of those silly membership fees. Just go to freetalklive.com and check it out. Now, I still wanted to comment on the indie media thing because I thought of something else.
Go ahead.
During the break. And you saw some of this video, but it's 20 minutes long, so you probably didn't see the whole thing, right?
No, I saw about 5 or 6 minutes of it, the one from the Portland indie media.
The title of the video is F the Corporate Media. There's a protest going on. There's a lot of cops in black thug uniforms. And I agree with their stand on the police. The police really were the real story at this event. And, of course, the big media didn't cover the fact that our police are out of control. We live in a police state. They have tanks and, you know, literally tank-like vehicles in the streets amongst the citizens. That was the real story, and that was what they were pointing out in their video. But they have the most tactless way of getting their message across.
They're like truth ads. It's ridiculous.
They're worse. They're screaming loud. They act like they're a pack of 15-year-olds, basically. They yell. They chant slogans. They circle around people they don't like and just chant slogans at them. And the media, they were complaining that the media didn't give them a chance to explain or didn't give them a chance to articulate themselves. Well, they did. They asked people to be interviewed, but they wouldn't even tell them who they were because they were all wearing masks and bandanas and everything. And, of course, if you're chanting a damn slogan, nobody wants to talk to you.
No.
I wonder if any of the slogan chanter types actually stopped for a moment, approached one of the media people as a regular human being, and tried to have a semi-intelligent, educated conversation.
Hello.
I don't know.
I have no idea. From watching this video, my guess is going to be no.
No. I mean, so if you want anybody to pay attention to you, maybe just tone it down a little bit. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to protest. By all means, do whatever it takes to get the attention that you need. But I just think that their methods are lacking. And there was this guy that they were interviewing. There was a part in the video where they showed a clip from the news, where the news actually put this on the air. It looked like there was some sort of a ruckus, some sort of a fight going on. And they're talking about how dangerous it is out here. There's fights breaking out, and blah, 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 blah. And so, well, then we ended up finding out what was behind it. Turns out there was some homophobe at this event with a sign, and the sign said something anti-gay on it.
Okay.
This homophobe's walking around with his sign pretty much all by himself. He might have had a couple of homophobe buddies with him. And it kind of riled up the gay quotient of the crowd, and so these particular angry gays, they called themselves like a revolutionary gay front or something like that. And so, don't get me wrong, I like most gay people, but their tactics are totally off, totally wrong. They circle around this homophobe and start chanting at him. That's not a good way to, you know, communicate with somebody who doesn't like you in the first place, okay?
At the same time, he wasn't picking a particularly good method for communication either.
But he was standing around with the sign. I'm sure he was heckling a little bit, but, I mean,
it's not like he was at a gay rally or anything. He wasn't at a gay pride day or anything.
That's not what that was.
He was just out at this event, and he had a sign that said, "I don't like gay people."
Yeah.
So a bunch of gay people were like, "We don't like you either. You know, and all that stuff.
We're here and we're queer," that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They surrounded him, started chanting, and somebody, the news cameras caught him being messed. Something happened where a fight broke out, and it turns out that what actually started it wasn't the gay guy lashing out, or wasn't the homophobe lashing out at a gay. Wasn't anything like that, which is what you might expect.
One would think.
You'd think some angry redneck homophobe would easily take a shot at, you know, some gay guy that got in his face.
Oh, little sissy boy not going to shut his mouth.
Yeah.
I'll shut it for him.
And they were in this guy's face. Like you wouldn't believe.
I don't think I'd swing on a group of gay guys surrounding me either.
Do you know what they did? They tore his sign.
Well, that's destruction of private property.
It absolutely is destruction of private property. So the woman, the woman in the bandana, the anti-capitalists, that's who these people are.
Yeah.
who use all kinds of video equipment, which was created by the wonderful capitalism.
They built it themselves out of scrap lumber.
Spare tires, right?
Right, exactly.
Leaves and twigs.
She asks this guy a question. And if you talk to this guy normally, he just appear to be a harmless, you know, nice hippie gay guy. Pot-smoking hippie gay guy. That's what he would appear to be. But she asks him this question. How do you feel about, I don't remember the exact question, but how do you feel about destruction of property? He says, I don't have a problem with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with destruction of property. And I thought to myself, these people have no respect, no comprehension for what property rights are and what they mean. Do you wonder why you got into a fight? You tore the guy's sign. And he kind of like laughed it off like, oh, it just tore his sign. Like, we just tore the guy's sign.
Lucky he didn't get his jaw broke.
Yeah, you're damn lucky, because I know that. How do you think these guys would feel if they were at a protest and then somebody who had the same kind of mindset as them?
Oh, I don't care about other people's property.
I don't care about physical damage to other people.
What's that? You got a camera in your hands? Pa! Knock it out of their hands. Camera hits the ground, breaks. You pick up the camera, you throw it down a few extra times just for good measure. Do you think they'd just be like, oh,
well, I don't care about private property rights.
Property's theft, man.
It just was amazing to me that somebody could say something like that. How does that thought get into somebody's head?
I don't know.
Can you believe that, Scott?
I'm sorry I haven't said anything, because I'm just trying to come up with how somebody could just sit there and justify going, no, I understand completely where it would be okay to just take this thing and destroy it in front of the person who owns it. Yeah, why's he got to get all up in my face about it? All I did was take this thing that he made himself and just destroyed it in front of him. That's not a big deal.
It's just a mob mentality.
Well, no, it's typical of America that we've got two distinct sides and both of them are wrong. I mean, the corporate media, they were right in some of their allegations that they were covering the wrong story. But at the same time, they were creating another story for them to cover by being so out of control and so ludicrous. At one point, the media lady was describing the scenes, saying that they felt kind of threatened and that these protesters were pulling on their cables. Another property rights violation. They're reaching around to the backsides of the cameras and, like, pulling out cables and things like that. That's another property rights violation. You deserve to get smacked in the face for it. We're going to come back with more. I know you got more, Scott. 800-259-9231.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Thanks for letting me go there.
I know. I was considering interrupting you again just to be mean. 1-800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. And also, don't forget to log on, join the fun online. The conversation continues on the bulletin board system, the BBS, the forum, the message board. We've got thousands of posts for you to read through. We've got hundreds of posters, over 250 users there. And you need to get interactive if you're not already a member. Joining is very simple. We don't even require you give up any sort of personal information. All we need is your email address. It doesn't get sold. It doesn't get given away. It's just used for verification purposes, just to make sure you're semi-real, and then you're in.
And I use it to send out my bi-monthly gardening newsletter.
I didn't know you had a green thumb.
Never mind.
I'm just trying to find something boring.
I didn't have anywhere to go with that, so I'm sorry.
Now I'm interested because I need someone to pick some weeds in my yard. So if you're looking for some side work,
call Labor Ready.
All right. Well, I don't want to have anything.
Rent a drunk.
Rent a crackhead. Yes, you got to understand something, man. Which about labor? And I'm told this from the experts. I'm told this from the people that own businesses, like construction businesses and that sort of thing.
Uh huh.
If you want to have somebody show up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do some construction work, and you have to choose between a crackhead and an alcoholic,
choose the crackhead.
Choose the crackhead every time. That crackhead needs some damn crack, and he's going to show up at 6, 5, 4 in the morning, whatever time you want him there, because he's going to get paid at the end of the day, and he's going to go buy some crack with it. The drunk, he got plastered the night before, and he's going to call in with an excuse.
It's going to be damn hard to get him in.
Exactly. So, always pick the crackheads over the alcoholics when giving someone a job. 1-800-259.
Don't know what to think about that.
And you're helping to support the free market.
What do you mean?
By paying a crackhead and allowing him to continue to buy crack, you're, you know, allowing people to buy and sell on their own terms still without going through, you know, all kinds. Tax-free sales are still taking
place. You're supporting the underground economy.
The underground economy, yes.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show, so whatever. We're talking about this video that I saw today called F the Corporate Media by the Portland Indie Media, and it really just irritated me. These people, I just don't have any concept for property rights and what that means. And the point of the video was to show how bad our police are. And yes, the police forces in this country are out of control. We talk about it all the time on this show. So they were right about that. And the other point of it was to say, well, the corporate media doesn't cover the real story. And true, they really weren't covering the story they could have been covering. They could have been covering how out of control our police are. But they don't. So they were right about that. But what they're wrong about is the way they tried to portray their message. I mean, just like your typical protesters, chanting, yelling, screaming, acting like 15-year-olds, wearing black masks, you know, afraid to show your face, etc.
Now, the guy that had the anti-gay slogan on the sign, he was showing his face, huh?
He was showing his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't scared with his really unpopular opinion.
And, yeah, so they were interviewing one of the guys who was one of these anti-capitalists. Those are the people that put this video together. Anti-capitalists, and I just found it ironic that they managed to put a video together without being capitalists. They bought a video camera, made probably more than one video camera, a computer to edit the video on, and then used the anti-capitalist internet to distribute the video.
They're not selling the video?
My guess is that, no, they're not selling the video. The video is available for free, and there are various websites that stream this video as part of their rotation of streaming content, but these people probably sanitized all of these products after they purchased them. Made sure that when they bought their Sony Handycam, they pried the little Sony decals off of it and scratched out
anything. What a bunch of freaks.
I know.
I just heard about that for the first time a few weeks ago.
I know several people who do that type of stuff.
God, don't you have anything better to do with your time? People, you buy, what do they do when they buy soda pop?
They peel the labels off if they
you
buy.
You can't. It's an aluminum can.
Oh, well then.
They won't buy those, right?
They may just buy the plastic bottles and peel the labels off. They buy aluminum cans. My guess is they either pour it into a glass and throw the can away so that they're walking around
Idiots.
With their own plastic bottle or a glass.
It's just asinine. You gave them your damn money.
It
you participated
pointless.
In the capitalist system.
Right, but their whole thing is, I've already given them my money. There's no reason I should be forced to advertise for them as well.
That's true. There is no reason why.
No one's forcing them to do anything.
Right.
So instead they spend their precious, precious time in life removing labels and scrubbing out insignia.
It's not like, you know, Ian wears Sony headphones in here, and I know that just because I see the Sony logo on the side of his headphones.
I got no problem talking about it, too, because it's some damn good headphones. They've lasted me my entire radio career.
But if you sanitized those headphones, you know, Sony wouldn't lose any sales. Because
certainly not.
Your Sony headphones haven't sold a pair to anyone else.
Absolutely not. Well, my personal recommendation of them,
sure,
has, but not
that,
actually anyone's.
As a matter of fact, he did recommend Sony headphones for me when I bought the pair that you're wearing right now.
Right, the recommendation. But you didn't see Ian and go, wow, Ian has Sony headphones. I will buy Sony headphones. Their logo has compelled me to purchase their product.
It's true. That did not happen.
So that's damned asinine as it is. And then they're interviewing this kid who normally would just be a nice, friendly gay guy. But he apparently doesn't understand what property rights are all about. He was actually asked a question, and I tried to pull it up during the break, but I didn't have a chance to, because I wanted to get the exact quote. But he was asked the question of, well, how do you feel about destroying property? Well, I don't have any problem with destroying property. So I wonder how it would feel to him if I just decided to come by his house one day and break some windows, or maybe urinate on his front door. And I'm not anti-gay at all. I like gay people. I think most of them are good people and they're not like this jackass. But how would he feel if maybe I took a sledgehammer to his car, you know, et cetera, just destroying all kinds and manners of his property? Do you think he'd just shrug it off and,
No, I bet you private property would become a very big concern of his at that point.
I say get it all in one fell swoop and just set his house on fire.
Yeah, he apparently doesn't care. I mean, if he has any sort of principles, and if what he says is true, he would just have to shrug it off. Oh, just get another car.
I don't think principles are his problem either.
No, he has none. He doesn't have any concept of what principles are. How do people get like this? Is he just like a total product of the government education system?
My guess, and because you can't remember the exact quote, and I'm not sure, but it looks like it may be being sent to you, but my guess is that at some point he said, the question was probably more along the lines of, how do you feel about destroying someone's property when what they have is like offending someone or something like that? I mean, put any qualifiers.
There were no qualifiers.
On it?
No, just a generic blanket question about destruction of property, and he had no problem with it. And in fact, he destroyed a homophobe sign and started a fight, and he acted like it's no big deal to destroy this guy's sign. Well, dude, you started it. The homophobe didn't beat you up. You started the fight.
All he did was hold a sign. Didn't like the sign? Don't read it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. There was no reason for that whole altercation to have begun anyway, to crowd around him and get in his face about it.
Except to be mean. That's all.
Exactly.
They are being just as mean as the homophobe.
Worse.
I mean, the homophobe's reason for being there was to be a jackass. I mean, he was to walk around with his sign saying he don't like gay people and to get in people's faces. But they didn't do anything better. They didn't take the discussion to any sort of a higher level. They stayed right there on the homophobe level, circled around him, and started chanting at him.
They were committing a hate crime.
Okay. Don't get into that. I'll see if I can dig up that. I'll see if I can dig up that clip here during this next break. And if you want to call in and comment, how do you feel about property rights? Should there be some? It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Show you can take control of it. Friday night, Ian here with you.
And Scott, and I wanted to talk about... I'm sorry, what?
And men with...
Okay.
You people are so mean to me.
Hey, don't forget you can log on and get interactive with us at the website at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got all kinds of ladies on there for you to look at, and it's not a beauty contest. They're from age 16 all the way up to 66, okay? So check that out. Ladies, you can be a part of it. Send us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Include your picture. Include a little bit about yourself, and you could be on the Shrine. And also, if you want to be validated, you'll have to read about that. It's very cool. Very cool option for you. So log on to freetalklive.com and dig that. So we're talking about this idiot, this group of ignoramuses that is trying to make a statement. Is trying to get
the group is okay.
The group is trying to make a statement. The group is a bunch of anti-capitalist rubes. They don't know anything about the economy. They don't know anything about private property rights, and they don't care. And I don't agree with their politics at all. There's only a few of the points that they make during this video that are somewhat valid. And I found the clip, and I'm going to play it for you right now. This is the interview of one of the people involved in this protest that we've been talking about. You will not believe what this guy says. Here you go. After all the whistling.
So do you think grabbing a sign counts as a violent act?
I don't see the destruction of property as a violent act.
Blanket statement. No qualifications there. Well, she actually asked a qualified question. Do you see the grabbing of a sign as a violent act?
And he says, I don't see the destruction of property as a violent act.
But he was clearly referring to his instance. I mean, obviously,
he
defending himself.
He made a blanket statement saying, I don't see destruction of property. This is the mindset these people have. These are the same kinds of people that join the Animal Liberation Front. And they go in and they bomb animal testing factories and that
and
sort of thing.
Kill animals.
And kill animals and destroy property. And they don't care because to them, the ends justify the means. And then actually, I'm going to continue this clip and you'll understand the mindset of this jackass. And you'll find out that he's actually no better than the homophobe. In fact, I would say he is worse than the homophobe because the homophobe kept his damn hands to himself until they threatened him. Until they attacked his signage. This guy is amazing. Here you go.
As act of violence. And no.
There was some violence. Violent.
You hear, you know, queer bashing all around you. I mean, it's not just, you know, with people with, you know, waving obvious.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are people talking bad about you?
He hears queer bashing in everybody's speech all day long.
Are you in America where people have the freedom of speech and they can say whatever the hell they want about whatever they want anytime, anywhere? Yeah, that's where you are. You're supposed to put up with it. You're supposed to listen to it and leave it alone. You're not supposed to lash out.
It's the exact same thing that we were talking about last week, and I know has been brought up several times in the past. He's going to want his freedom of speech, however, to be able to refute this guy's claims or to be able to say whatever he wants that's pro his platform, whether it's gay or otherwise. But he doesn't. But at the same time, he doesn't want to give anyone else that freedom. He wants to be able to shut these people up who don't agree with him.
Because they're mean.
I can see why he would have gotten out of hand. I mean, I can see being called names and finally, you know, busting loose.
But there's no excuse.
I wouldn't make an excuse for it. I would say, you know.
Well, here he is. He's rationalizing it right now.
It's little remarks here and there and a lot on the corporate media.
Oh, it all builds up.
It felt good to be able to say, no, that ain't right, you know.
No, you didn't say, no, that ain't right. You grabbed the dude's sign and you tore it. You didn't say, no, dude, that ain't right. You shouldn't say that about gay people and speak to the guy. You reached up and took his property from him and destroyed it. You mutilated it.
Yep.
And that's not speech. That's violence.
Right. And I'm going to speak as someone who was ridiculed literally by several people a day, every day, for at least 10 solid years, that you can deal with it. Just shut your mouth. I mean, if you've got something to say back, then say it back. But keep your hands to yourself and leave these people alone. They have the right to say what they want. Just like you have the right to say what you want in response. However, just like that person doesn't have the right to put his hands on you, you need to keep yours to yourself.
And keep them off of his things, because his things are just an extension of him. So here's the remainder of what this idiot
I'm just wondering what he would do if he had been out there and he was talking to the homophobe and the homophobe had just reached out and yanked the bandana off of his head and thrown it on the ground.
Yanked the pink bandana off of his head. And that would be the equivalent of what he did to the homophobe. Here we go.
And it felt great to have the people that weren't in my revolutionary queer group
revolutionary queer
and supporting us. And those are the people you saw in the video confronting the guy more.
There you go.
His revolutionary queer group.
You can't make this stuff up, can you?
What an obnoxious, ignoramus jackball.
Jackball. That's a good word.
It's just a little bit nicer than jackass. And that's, you know, he has no understanding for... He is just as bad as these angry homophobes. Do you agree with that, Manwich?
I absolutely do.
Can you believe this?
I say he's worse.
You would think he should know better. You would think.
Well, that's what people do.
But apparently,
they justify what they do.
It.
They justify their own actions.
It just hurts so bad. People say such bad things about me because I'm gay.
Life's all about being right and not being wrong.
It all builds up and it builds and it makes me so angry. And I just wanted to lash out. Well, if you break somebody's sign, they're going to turn around and hit you. You started the fight. You deserve to get hit. You throw my camera on the ground, you're going to get hit. You tear my sign, I'm going to beat you up. That's the way it is. 800-259-9231. And I like gay people. This one is a real punk.
He's a revolutionary queer.
Anyway, we're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free. 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Tune into the live streaming during the show hours. And it's high quality, so check that out, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Just for a few more moments here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But don't forget, it's not over. Tomorrow night we've got a live show, the Saturday show, from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so be sure you're here for it. If it's not on your local station, perfect chance to use that live stream at freetalklive.com. Or, better yet, on Monday, call your local station and let them know you want to hear all 6 days of the show. So, we're done talking about the ignoramuses and the protest, but now let's move on to stripping and eighth graders.
Okay.
What?
Well, yeah, we can do that. That's a little bit longer. I didn't know if I was going to have time to sum it up. But basically, this is a story out of San Francisco. Some school officials in Palo Alto are reconsidering their use of a popular speaker for an annual career day after he advised middle school students that they could earn a good living as strip dancers. Apparently, this guy told eighth graders that stripping and exotic dancing could be lucrative career moves for girls, offering as much as $250,000 or more per year, depending on their bust size.
Wow.
He's
not lying.
He had this tip sheet that he gave out to students that had a list of 140 potential careers.
Wow, he had this plan. This wasn't off the cuff and saying,
no.
Somebody said, hey, how much money can we make as a stripper? Like, as a joke, and he's like, well, you can make quite a lot, Missy. That's kind of how I imagine this story going. Apparently not. This guy had freaking handouts.
Yep, he had 140 potential careers and areas of interest that they can consider pursuing. Along with professions such as accounting and nursing, the list also had suggestions like exotic dancing, stripping, and acting as a spiritual medium. There is good money in that, too.
You know, every time I see that along the side of the road, you know, there's several businesses here that I see on a regular basis, and I just wonder, how do they make any money?
Gullible people.
I just can't imagine anybody goes in there and says, read my palm.
Didn't you watch Penn & Teller season one of BS?
Yes, I did.
Look at all the suckers. P.T. Barnum said a sucker born every minute, man. And it's true.
But the best part is some of the students were asking him questions, and he was defining strippers and exotic dancers as the same thing. And he told students, for every 2 inches up there, you should get another $50,000 on your annual salary.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
It's got to be true. It's got to be true.
Yeah. But then a bunch of students, basically his whole thing was, find something you like and do it. Make sure that you love what you do. Doesn't matter what you do, as long as you love it. So
it
some
seems like most strippers really just love cocaine.
So some kids, well, they love what they're doing. Right now they're doing coke. So this one kid came home and said, I've decided I'm not going to go to college. I'm going to be a fisherman.
Really?
Yeah, I like fishing, so that's going to be my career. And he had had all these plans for what he wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And he had, like, lifelong plans. He was going to go be a doctor and stuff like that. And he's just like, I'm going to be a fisherman.
Well, I agree with that. I agree. You should do what you love.
But then the mother got all mad and called the
school. Well, yeah, of course.
She told my son to throw away his dreams.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't there on the day that some girl comes home and says, Daddy, I've decided I want to be a stripper.
That'd be great.
The kid that comes home and says he wants to be a fisherman's one thing, but this guy has handouts for a San Francisco middle school class to show.
At least you didn't show him how to do a pole dance.
800-259-9231.
We're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's been Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on. In the meantime, the conversation continues online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Saturday show, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This has been Free Talk Live. If you're talking...